Lockwood, Ransom G., 1824 to 1897, and first wife, Mary, to 1851, and second wife, Aurora, 1827 to 1902. The Lockwoods were close, trusted friends of Ellen and James White, who on various occasions looked after the Whites' children and property in their absence. Ransom Lockwood, originally from Vermont, became a Sabbath keeper about 1850. Little is known about his first wife, Mary Adams, who died in her youth, but his second wife, Aurora Butler, was the sister of George I. Butler, future General Conference president, and granddaughter of Ezra Butler, 11th governor of Vermont. Aurora and her family had Millerite roots and began to keep the Sabbath about 1850. She married Ransom Lockwood, a chairmaker, in 1852. By 1859, they had relocated to Battle Creek, Michigan, where they remained for the most part until the 1880s, when they moved to California. For a number of years, Aurora Lockwood supervised the folding department at the Review and Herald Press. On meeting Aurora Lockwood in 1859, Ellen White noted in her diary that she is a choice sister, beloved of God and highly respected of all the church. Records indicate that during the summers of 1868 and 1869, the Lockwoods were entrusted to look after the White home and farm in Greenville, Michigan, while the Whites were absent on extended travels. From 1884 to 1888, the Lockwoods undertook similar responsibilities at Ellen White's houses in Healdsburg and St. Helena, California. In 1888, she fondly described brother and sister Lockwood as ever kind, sympathetic, and true. The bulk of the extant correspondence between the Lockwoods and Ellen White dates from this period and concerns mainly practical matters regarding the houses, orchards, etc. There is also discussion of spiritual matters, in particular regarding their involvement in Daniel's controversial revival meetings.